there's no replacement for a man in my life. I don't suggest anything else for any woman. I never have, and I never will, because I think there are certain parts that fit together perfectly, and when they come together, it is God ordained. And I think Yvette talked about that, you know, just having that person. And I think when we turn to objects, when we turn to technology to try to fulfill that, we still come up empty. Mm-hmm. We're not being really fulfilled. You may have an orgasm, but you won't really have an orgasm.
I want one of those.
Well, the big question on everyone's mind, it's a gender thing, or is it? World peace, religion, sex, money, politics, climate change, big business, big ideas, and big egos. Nothing is off limits. As I'm joined by some of the most accomplished and highly opinionated women from the far left, the far right, and the far reaches of the planet. This is Malcolm Out Loud, and you're listening to Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. Well, you know, it used to be simpler times when, you know, you just sat down with the kids and you talked about the birds and the bees and, you know, life and the tulips growing and so on and so forth, yeah? Well, now today, it's going to have to be, you're going to have to discuss the birds, the bees, and the automated bots that are headed your way. Artificial intelligence, we are, again, this is an emerging technology that is really going to be, you're not going to be able to avoid this, friends. It's going to be everywhere in your life. And so now things are going to get a little more complicated, probably a whole lot more complicated, I'm afraid. And we're going to touch on some of that. Artificial intelligence, it's a fascinating topic, really. But what about all of these robots now that they're also using as sexual bots? That's another piece of this artificial intelligence aspect that people are looking at. Now, listen, these things have already been in play. They may not be in play in your world, and they certainly have not been in play in my world. We'll ask the ladies today if they've been using them at all. Who knows here? So, Life, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Pleasure. This is Season 2. It is Malcolm Out Loud here. We've got a pretty hot topic today, and I would like to welcome our co-host into the show here. Shauna Peters is here from Costa Rica. She's an inner world explorer and guide. Intuitive natural health practitioner. Yvette Taylor joins us from the UK. She's the creator of the Energy Alignment Method and Transformational Mentor. And Dr. Faye Wilson rounds out our co-host panel today. She's a radio television talk show host, an author, an inspirational speaker, an ordained minister, an underdog advocate, and hopefully she'll keep us all on the straight and narrow. Yes, Dr. Faye?
Yes.
You'll do your best, right?
I'll do my best. I brought my whip today.
Well, I have to say, oh, there you go. She even the minister's got a whip, ladies. You know that, you know.
Times are changing.
Times are changing, Shauna. Now I'm wondering how that whip works with sexual robots, ladies. You don't have to answer that yet, but we'll get back to that in a moment. All right. So listen. Artificial intelligence is all the rage. We've been talking about all different aspects of this. You know, we hear a lot in the news about Elon Musk and all the crazy ideas he has, and so many others like that, that are already predicting what's going to happen. You know, I wish we could just, like, pause time and look ahead. I don't know. 50 years from now would be really cool to look ahead. 20 years would even be interesting. But 50, 100? That would be really fascinating. What's that show, Back to the Future? I'd like to go ahead to the future. Is that possible? It would be interesting to me to see what's happening. How did we work some of this stuff out? How did we bring it on into our lives? You know, right now, ladies, they have all, and I don't, let's start here. Do any of you have all of these speaker things that you put in the house and you tell it to go do something? It's like, you know, or whatever it is in the internet world, go do this, go do that, whatever it is. I mean, they're controlling the temperatures of the house and the lights and, you know, what the neighbors are doing and so on and so forth. Does anybody use those speakers that you talk to and they do things? Anybody?
I don't.
No, we don't.
See, I don't either. So we're sort of like, so we're all sort of novices in this, aren't we now?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, what's the biggest...
Well, by choice. I don't think we will be getting one either in my house.
Really? Okay. So. All right. So, well, let's... What's Shauna, what's the biggest computer automated sort of thing you have in your environment? What is it?
Well, to be honest, part of our reason for moving to Costa Rica was to take a step back from that. We spend a lot of time being outside. We're active, we're hiking, we're biking, we're, swimming. And so we don't, I mean, we have technology, obviously. I'm sitting here talking with you, and my daughter needs a computer for school and this and that. We have it. We try not to make it like the focus of our life so that
But
we're
you
always
keep it
attached to it.
as it's intended, what we all intended this technology to be, Sean, is what you're saying. You're keeping it a pretty simple world there.
Yeah, and the thing about those little mechanisms you put in your house, I don't know, privacy is still an issue for me. I don't, it's something, it's not necessarily happening that somebody's going to be listening into your conversation, but it just takes it one step closer that it's possible. And
I want to talk on that in a moment. It's not only possible, it's happening, Shauna. Let's
it
talk about
is
that in a moment. But
happening.
I need to ask you a big question first. And I know Dr. Fay and Yvette will have something to say about what I'm going to ask you right now, because I'm wondering, when someone asks you a question, Shauna, and like I hear a lot of people answer back the sort of way you did, and I have to know this because I never get a chance to ask, but it's one of these human questions I'm just dying to know the answer to. So when you say, "Well, can I be honest with you?" I'm wondering, the rest of the time you're talking, does that mean you're not honest, or what does that mean exactly?
Sorry, did I say that?
You did. Can I be honest with you? I'm wondering, what does that really mean? Does that mean the rest of the time you're lying to us? I just need to know.
Okay, I'll pay better attention to
Well,
that.
no,
No, nothing
because come on now, Yvette, do you hear people say that all the time? I mean, do they not say that?
I think they do. Yes, we do say that over here. We do say that. It's an English term too. So yeah, definitely. But I think
Everybody says it, huh?
everyone says it. Everyone says
But
it.
I wonder, Yvette, does it mean like the rest of the time they're not telling the truth or something? Like, well, can I be honest with you for a moment? No, go ahead and lie. Everything's good, man.
The
What the hell does that mean? What does that mean? Can I be honest with you? Why do people do that?
I think,
What?
yeah, in this conversation, I think there's this expectation that, this is something you should have. I mean, that's what advertising presents to you, and
Right.
you should be doing this and this. Like, this is the expectations for, the technological world these days. And well, I don't have those same
So
expectations,
the
so.
chances of having a the chances, Shauna, of having a not only a speaker system, but a sexual bot in your home is probably slim to none, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. We don't really need one of those in our home. We're pretty happy with just the two of us.
Now,
So.
hold on, Sean. Lay down on the sofa, put your head back there, and I'll be Doctor Out Loud here. We'll talk you through all of this. How's that? This would be the psycho treatment of the afternoon, right? I mean, come on. Oh, man. Awesome. Yeah, here we go. I'm relaxed. Go ahead. All right. So, it is funny how we use the English language, Yvette, and we've done such a great job here in the States and following you folks out there as far as butchering the English language. You know what
You've
I mean?
done an amazing job.
I mean, I was seeing this book or something somebody came out with the other day, Yvette. It was the idioms. They have all of these English translations and things we've sort of, and it looks really fascinating. I'm thinking about inviting the guy on to do a show with him because I kind of think that'd be a fun conversation to talk about how much we butchered the language. Now, listen, when it comes to butchering the language, first of all, I'm head of that class, Yvette. Come on. I mean, I've got my own language from Pluto going on here, so I've mastered that part of the program. Let me tell you, people say, "What the hell is he saying? Did he? What does that word mean? Did he really say that?" Oh, yeah, well, he says that. That's his own language here, but it is kind of interesting. All right, so Yvette, in your home in the UK, what do you do? And what's the biggest computer sort of thing you're doing? Where's technology in your life?
I mean, as in my old life, I was an online marketer, so I kind of get tech and
Okay.
I love tech for some of the things that it can do, but I am also a massive fan of being tech free. So I love the fact that, exactly as Shauna just said, the fact that, we can be across different sides of the planet and connect with amazing people like yourselves and, all of the other people that are hosting this radio show. I love technology. But reading, I mean, even exploring this today, some of the things that technology can do now actually just scares the pants off of me. And this
I
is
know.
by far far one of the freakiest things that I think.
One of the freakiest things. Say what you really mean, will you?
Genuinely, it scares me that this is even happening.
I know.
For so many reasons, yeah.
Hey, listen, I almost think that's the kind of thing you're going to say. Now, can I be honest with you, Malcolm? Yeah, go ahead, Yvette. Well, this freaky thing just freaks me out.
These are freaky. They are freaky. So in answer to your question, probably the biggest thing is my iMac. That's it. That's as big as we go. We don't have one of those speaky things in the house.
A lot has changed. You're 100% right. And, you know, if you go back even 10 years ago, Yvette, we could not have done this show because the technology wasn't really in play for us to do this show on this level. So we could not have done Life Liberty with connecting people around the globe in this way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And record it in a high quality fashion. We just weren't there yet. In fact, I had a lot of friends in the radio business who spent a good fortune, whatever a good fortune is, but they said, see how I butcher the language, Yvette? A good fortune.
You're doing it again.
I do it all the time, love.
For Christmas, Malcolm.
I know. And I never say, can I be honest with you? Because I'm honest 100% of the time, sometimes when you don't even want me to be. And they say, why are you being so truthful? It's like you say what's on your mind. I don't know. There's something to that. But Dr. Faye, you're being awful quiet. Get that whip out and smack us in the head, will you? And tell us, I know you're sort of a little bit of a, you're kind of a very intriguing technology. At least that's my impression of you. I could have it all wrong. But I see you as sort of a bit of a technology buff, as somebody who's intuitively connected with kind of what's going on in the world and want to be in the mode of in the know, I guess you'd call it. What's the biggest? Are you more advanced than the rest of us on the show here today as far as technology goes? You got any bots floating around your home there or not? What's going on?
I don't have any bots. I'm the bot. What I do have is everything that I need to do my work.
Okay.
And so I am a little bit geeky and a little bit of a gadget girl. I like technology. I like what it can do. And like anything else, it can be abused. But I like the positive sides of it, like this show and other shows and being able to reach people from around the world from one space, one place. So, I have everything I need to do that.
I knew you were
no robots.
I knew you were a tech aficionado, that you like to be in the latest, greatest stuff. But you haven't really embraced a lot of this artificial intelligence yet in the world that it is. I know there are a lot of people I know who are using those speaker things, and I don't even know what they call them. There's names for them all, and forgive me, I just don't follow that. You know these, but here's the thing.
Yeah, Cyrus and Cortana.
What are they again?
One is Cyrus, the other one is Cortana. Oh, and I don't use those either, but I know what they are.
Well, you know, and Tamara gave me, producer gave me a name here. She said she in her research and stuff here, the sex dolls also have names. She's got them in here somewhere. I found them just a moment ago. And she said, can you imagine bringing this home to your spouse and saying, hey, let me introduce you to X, you know, and whoever X is. And they've got names as well. I think one is Harmony, I believe. It's called Harmony or something. Harmony sounds like one of those kind of names, you know. That sounds like a sex slave of some sort or a doll. Here's Harmony. I shouldn't say that. Somebody with the name Harmony is going to email me and give me hell for saying that. You know that. Say, what do you mean by that? But, all right, Shauna, back to your point a moment ago about those bots, those speaker type things, and keeping it a simplistic mode of trying to get away. I envy you, Shauna, and when I grow up, I want to be just like you, because the fact that you could move to another country, you moved from Canada, the great country of Canada, to Costa Rica a few years back there, as I know, and it was to sort of create a new world order for yourself and your family, as I recall you telling me. But what's interesting is that, you know, you've kept it very simple in your life, and there's something to be said about that. So you're sort of rebelling, I think, a little bit against some of this crazy artificial intelligence. But I have to tell you, Shauna, a lot of these speaker systems, there's already evidence out there that these things are listening to you all the time, 24/7. Because, you see, the idea is, as you go through your daily activities, it supposedly listens to you and picks up words you're saying, and then it does things. But then somebody, on the other hand, is storing all that information. Can you imagine having one of these things? Well, you don't even have to imagine, because it's happening. And a lot of people are using this where they have these bots, and someone is, I mean, that information is being stored somewhere. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I agree. And the thing is, for myself, I want to know myself. I go onto Amazon and it'll suggest another book. Sometimes I'm interested, sometimes I'm not. It's a similar concept, right? However, I want to know myself. I don't want to constantly outsource my likes and my thoughts somewhere else. So I'm going to get what I like and what I need to do next and what I'm going to buy. That's going to be constantly fed to me from somewhere else. No, I really want to know that from the center of me. I want to be connected to that in myself. That's part of living in me, experiencing the world through myself, you know? And so I just don't want, so it's impossible to avoid at this point totally. If you're going to sort of live and interact in the world, I mean, there are some people who really go and segregate themselves from it, and that's fine if that's your choice. I don't choose that. So it's impossible to avoid, but as much as possible, I want to hear that from inside me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, when you just explained the way you explained it, I visualized some man walking out of the mountains with a very bushy beard and having to say, you know, like you have a phone or a computer in your hand, and he says, "What is that?" You know, I mean, mm-hmm. they're living in a whole nother environment. I guess there are people like that around the world. I mean, you know, there are in different countries and different places, right? I mean, they exist.
For sure.
I mean, they may not be in your neighborhood, ladies, but they definitely, definitely exist. What I'm really wondering, what I think where the tip of this conversation sort of is for me, Yvette, I think you're the one to sort of further this conversation a moment for us, and I'll tell you why, okay? Because you've developed and created this energy alignment method, and you're really an expert in talking about energy, and I'm a big energy kind of guy, and I so appreciate the energy we all have and that we bring to the game of life, Yvette, you know? I value that so much, and one of the attributes I always get pointed at from people, whether they know me or not, is about my energy. And they say, "Wow, I mean, you've got incredible energy." And a lot of it is, you know, the root cause of a lot of it is if you feel really excited about life and you feel like there's something that you can contribute to. And you, in other words, if you're able to wake up in the morning and be positive and know that, you know, there's opportunities today, let's go find them. And you're just, I guess if you look at life as more of a gift and you appreciate the fact that we are here at this moment of time and that it is a gift from God, and there's so much to experience within all of that. Yeah. But here's what I'm wondering, Yvette. Within human beings, there's what we call energy. And I want to take that further to attraction. There's an attraction between people within relationships is what I'm speaking about now, okay? Mates, what have you, whether it's, I'm not talking about just a marriage, I'm talking about a relationship, an attraction of some sort. And I'm seeing, you know, I think the premise of any good relationship that has got to be based on energy. There has to be an energy between two people, I think, to be able to really be honest and truthful and spontaneous and unique and have something to look forward to. But listen, how's that going to be in the new world order? Let me be very clear with all of you. You can sit and deny and move to different countries and do all of this and deny this is happening, but let me be very clear. I've read the backstories on this topic today we're talking about, and this is not just some casual premise of maybe it might happen, but we're talking a major part of the population are going to be using sex robots in their life, and not as a sort of a evil sort of conspiracy or a, you know, as a negative thing. I understand it's just going to be a fact of life for lots of people that this is going to be normal. You'll be able to go into the local Walmart and buy your sex robot just like you buy, you know, deodorant, Yvette. Can you visualize that ahead?
I think for me, that's the part that freaks me out. I mean, my entire mission in life, I suppose, is enabling people to reconnect to themselves, because so many things, especially in the way the world is now, are disconnecting us from who we are. Shauna just touched on it about, you know, knowing who she is and what she wants in the world. And I think so many things are wonderful about technology and the way the world is now, and we discuss so many of them in the way that we can share and we can connect with other people. But I also think that so many things in the world are completely disconnecting us, not only from our other people, but most importantly from ourselves. And these sex robots are just, oh, I don't get impassioned about many things, but when I saw what we were talking about today, I was like, that scares me, because so many people are already feeling isolated. There's something like 370 million people plus worldwide who are already experiencing stress, depression, and overwhelm. And by disconnecting themselves on yet another and one of the most important and profound levels of our human experience around sex, that just scares me for humanity, and for all of the individuals themselves. And I know you shared that, you know, this isn't people who are doing it out of being malicious or any of those things. They're doing it because they're lonely, and this is only going to impact them in the loneliness, because they are not going to get that same sexual connection from somebody. They're not going to feel that energy, and they're going to be having sex with a bunch of plastic. There is no connection in that. They're just going to end up feeling even more and more isolated.
Well, you know, amazingly enough, some of these robots are lifelike. You can see I've seen some videos of them where they show, and they're lifelike. When we do some of the research a couple of months ago. Oh, yeah. I mean, they're like...
But they're lifelike. They're not alive. They're not human. Right. They're not full of energy. They're not source. They're not connection. They don't know love. They don't give you all of the things that sex is all about. I mean, there are so many different levels of sex. There's a brilliant book by David Dada. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head, but he talks about the different levels of sex. There's sex for the sake of recreating, which is just, you know, every animal in the world does that. Not many do it for pleasure. The next level up is sex for pleasure, which lots of people are really good at, but many of those things have been misconstrued. But there are some really powerful levels when you talk about it from an energetic perspective to the whole act of sex and being.
See, that's what I'm wondering. That's kind of where where I wanted you to educate some of us on this, you know.
Those are the bits that most people are missing out on, because I believe so many people have had the act of sex sort of, again, misconstrued in media, in TV, in the way that we're taught about it or not taught about it, as it's that kind of secret hush-hush thing. Or, you know, people have had bad sexual experiences before. And so many people are disconnected even from the pleasure of sex. Sex is considered, for some, be this amazing thing.
You have to remember, some kids, some generations, Yvette, they're taught at really early ages that sex is dirty.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's one of the most amazing gifts that we can have for ourselves. When you get to the other end, one of the other levels of sex, it's actually about your reconnection to yourself.
Finally.
And in that moment, being connected to somebody else. The energy of orgasm is the energy of what people call being in flow. It's the energy of recreation. It's the energy that creates life. You know, having sex with a robot, you are not going to be creating life. If energy can create life and create a tiny, beautiful, amazing little human being, you're not going to be doing that with a sex robot. And
finally, finally, a girl after my own heart who finally talks about the empowerment of an orgasm in a relationship. That sounds fascinating to me, actually. But listen, I have a unique theory I want to throw out at you folks. I think, actually, in this whole sexual revolution we're talking about that's coming, and really a bigger story is the artificial intelligence revolution that is headed our way right now, I have a theory that it could be really, really good. On the flip side of what you're saying, Yvette, I think some people may find this like a really big reward, different than what you're saying with the lack of energy and it's a piece of plastic or metal or what have you. I think there's a piece of the population, a percentage of the population, who will really embrace this technology. And I'm going to tell you why in just a moment here. Well, the Out Loud perspective awaits you in life, love, politics, a healthy lifestyle, your faith, personal development, and living an out loud life on AmericaOutloud.com, Blitzer News and Entertainment Network, where you can listen 24/7 on our free apps on both Android and Apple. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. Where are we going in the future is what I'm asking. Well, Yvette, Taylor, one of our co-hosts today on the show. Well, Yvette's from the UK, and she really understands energy. And I threw her the quandary before the pause there about how's this energy going to work between people, human beings, and robots versus people and people. I mean, you're not talking about the same energy field. And of course, Yvette is far more an expert in this arena than I am. And so I found it interesting where she's saying it freaks her out. But here's the spin on this, Yvette, I want to mention to you. I think there is a percentage of the population who will embrace all of this and embrace the technology. Because I want you to think about it. When you look at society as a whole, and you think about this act of relationship, there's always this funny ongoing joke at the water cooler how, you know, men just need 3 minutes or 5 minutes or something, you know, ha, 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 right? I mean, that's the ongoing joke, right? Which is really not, doesn't constitute a relationship. But of course, women hate that in a relationship when men just, again, back to what you were saying, Yvette, are in it just for the act of that orgasm and that's it. And there is no other relationship or energy. There's no existent energy field there. And that's really problematic. But here's the thing. There are some people, Yvette, I will argue back with you or debate, that really don't want that connectivity beyond that. I mean, they're fully happy to have that, whatever it is, that 3 to 5 or 10 minutes of fame, and then they don't want to deal with that person anymore. Now, the advantage of these robotic characters, which actually look real to life, and are in the videos, they show, I mean, I don't have one, but I can see them in the videos, and they're very interesting. And I wonder if those people are not onto something, that, you know, instead of having to deal with fighting with your relationship, if you don't have the perfect relationship, and, you know, maybe the energy is not perfect, dear Yvette, but maybe instead of going on that way, maybe this is the perfect thing. So, you know, maybe it will pull down on abuse, maybe less sex abuse, less problems, less a lot of things. Maybe that's what happens, and maybe this is a good thing for society, because maybe some of these people, and I hesitated that because I was going to use the word freakanoids, but I don't want to call them that. So maybe some people will find these sex robots as sort of their own entertainment and stay away from other people. And maybe that's an answer for some of the abuse. No,
yeah, I don't agree.
You don't
with
agree,
that, Malcolm? Yeah, no, absolutely not, because evil has no boundaries. If someone's heart is impure, mm-hmm, there are no boundaries. I think that we are making excuses for people to continue to be who they are, instead of finding ways to heal the sickness and bring health at a point where mental hospitals are closing around our country. We have more and more people that are doing evil in the earth. And I don't see it as a way of escape for that. I also see the good side of technology. I definitely do, and I thank God for it, because of technology, we can do so many good things in less time than we ever could have done. I'm able to reach people around the world from my desk. I see the same type of technology that's actually building a heart, you know? So a person can have a new heart. Yeah, the human heart.
Yeah, that's
heart.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and so here's the thing though. Is it like this technology is coming out but is it really different from what's been going on? You know, like it certainly like caught my breath when I saw it, and seriously, those robots, they are incredibly lifelike. I was shocked. Like, I haven't looked into this for a while, and it's amazing how far they've come. But it caught my breath, but I don't really see this as like a different problem. It maybe escalates it slightly, but it's not different from what we've had going on. This is, you know, another manifestation of these same problems and how people are trying to fix them. And I would suggest not, you know, sort of fix it in a very beneficial way, in a very long-term, healthy, healing way. But it's just the same thing we've had going on. So there was that initial reaction of like, what's going on here? But then I don't know. It's the same thing. It's just in a different format now.
Explain, when you say it's the same thing, Shauna, are you speaking about, I'm trying to understand, deviousness? Are you speaking about perverts? Are you speaking about the technology? What's the same thing?
I mean, there certainly is that level. Like, you know, in the package that we had, like they're putting in sensors so that, you know, people to sense if people are mistreating these robots or whatever. Certainly there is that level of perversion, but on another level, I mean, isn't this the same thing that's happening with pornography or, you know, prostitution? It's dehumanizing a female. It's the same thing on that level, and
Oh,
there's
so you're
multiple
looking at the
levels where
robot
people.
relationship as a dehumanizing factor against women, then, Shauna?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. When you have access to something that's going to be exactly as you want it, whenever you want it, when
Right.
you actually are in a relationship with a real female, are you
Right.
going to be more patient, more accepting of their needs, wants, their, you know, quirks? No. So I think it is exactly the same thing, and maybe you could argue taking it up a notch.
Well, that's called sex on
Yeah.
demand, is what you're talking about. Yeah, I mean, does like you say, it doesn't matter what your other half, whether she likes it or he likes it or not. Now, they're also making male robots here, ladies. This isn't just female, by the
Right.
way. Okay, let's be
Yeah.
clear.
Yeah.
I mean, these are both sexes that are being made, and this is a phenomenon. Now, I'm telling you now, ladies, this is going to be a mega fortune business operation by the billions. Okay, billions. So y'all may want to invest in it right now.
No. You know,
No,
what? It's a
no.
more it's a more advanced sex toy, because these are not humans, and Yvette mentioned that earlier. We're not dealing with flesh and blood here.
Well, I want to
This is
stop
a
you a minute, Dr. Faye, because listen to this now. Listen to this. There is a whole mechanism here as well to create what we call a humanoid. And this is already happening now, where it is part machine, part human. And this is for real. This is going to happen. This is another thing that's going to happen. We're talking about an evolution here that I wonder how many boundaries we're breaking and how many rules we're breaking in the process. Is this what really what our divine God intended us to do? Because, you know, think about it, ladies. Think all the way back to cloning. You remember when they cloned the sheep there? You remember? You know, and that became very, very edgy controversy. Now, cloning is going on right now. You're just not hearing about it all. Now, back to Shauna's point a moment ago here. Let me tell you right now, a lot of this is going on right now. You know, I got to tell you all, mom and dad are home, raising their family, working. Here's what really worries me. Working hard, busy, life's happening, things are going on. I got to tell you right now, the average person has not a clue of what is happening. Like Shauna was just saying, when she raised the program and looked, when she looked around the corner, she was like stunned. You know what? I think a lot of people would be stunned. You know what really shocks me is I wonder what's going to happen when that moment, that what I always call the tipping point, ladies, there's going to be a tipping point in this where it becomes mainstream. Because right now, a lot of it is in back road alleys and stuff, and you don't really hear or know a lot about it in a basic level of mainstream. But I have to tell you right now, that is going to change. And I think it's going to change pretty quick. And I don't know when that's happening, but we're at a tipping point. We're coming, ladies.
I think so too. You know, when I was looking up this morning, there's
Right.
even robotic ethicists. Like, people are
Right.
making their living at this. It is, you know, it is coming. And the ethics of it is very interesting. I mean, certainly, you know, I believe in the beauty of sex and everything that Yvette said. I mean, that is all part of my work and my, you know, ideas and my practice. But yeah, this is coming, and it is something we need to think about. And you know, one of the questions I was thinking of this morning is, what happens when you can, and maybe this is, I didn't find this, but you can start making it look like a celebrity or a person that you're stalking or that you want to be with and won't be with you. Like, what
Wow.
are the ethics around that?
Well, I don't think there are any
What's
ethics, and I think it's
this?
probably happening already, quite frankly, Shauna. That's an interesting point you bring up.
What's
Can I
this
give you my
apology,
wish list who I
Dr.
would like to have then, ladies? Shauna, I can see Yvette. I can almost see your face on the other side of the world saying, "Oh, Malcolm, that is gross. Stop it."
I think I just, for me, it's just touching back on one of the points you raised earlier, Malcolm, just around that, oh, you know, what if it's a good get out for people who are, you know, in a relationship that they don't want to be in, and, you know, they can go and get what they want from their sex robot who's shoved in the wardrobe. Like, for me, the bigger question is, why are those people in the relationships anyway? That's the thing for me that needs to be resolved. Like, everyone should deserves to be in a relationship that they're happy in. And too many people are settling for things that they don't like. They're not happy. They're blaming their partners. They're looking, again, back to something we sort of talked about last week on our show, but this thing of looking outside of yourself for gratification of whatever, whether it's sex or, you know, toys or gaming or anything, it's still playing into this whole thing of people looking outside for something to make them happy, but it's always about something inside. And so I don't think the sex toys are the answer. I really think they're going to perpetuate the problem in the same way that, as Shauna said, you know, the porn industry, you know, these things have been around for years and years and years, but this is just amplifying exactly the same thing that we had before. And I think our role really is to spread the message of possibility of where people should would like to go, that there is another way, and that, you know, this isn't the only thing they have to do.
Absolutely, and bring healing to people who are feeling lonely or feeling depressed. And this is a robot can't do that. It simply cannot. I don't care how advanced it becomes. I don't care what it can do, how it can look like a human, walk like a human, talk like a human, but it is not what God created. It is not a human. It cannot, it does not have blood. It cannot give me back the love and the attention, the emotions that I, you know, it cannot do those things. Only God's creation, man and woman, can fulfill those needs. You know, a man for a woman and a woman for a man. That those are my thoughts. And I agree with everything everyone is saying. On the surface level, it looks like it's going and it's going to explode. And it's not going to go away. I understand that. I really do. You can look at history, the history of technology, and you can see that it just one thing after another, we keep getting more advanced because we are super intelligent beings. So we're always creating. We're always growing. We're always going to take a battery and create something. We're always going to take whatever is in our hands and make it bigger. But at the same time, we cannot lose that human connection. And I think our message today, even in talking about this, is to remind people, as we did with our talk on technology, to remind people we need each other and we need that human connection. We need community. We need fellowship. We need love and that warmth of a human body. You can't get that from a robot. I don't care what they put in him. I don't want a robot holding me. That's just it.
I am the only entertainment in the bedroom. That's the simplest answer. Like, there is no robot that can do it.
What would you say? How is this? I mean, you guys are arguing, you know, this so beautifully, but how is this different from somebody having a vibrator or having a dildo? And I would like to say the person who suggested this to me was a minister. So what is it that differentiates this from, you know, having a vibrator, which many coaches, therapists, you know, would suggest? You know, try this. This will be good for your relationship. So how, like, where do we see that this is different? What makes it different?
I didn't say that it was different. there's no replacement for this woman. There's no replacement for a man in my life. I don't suggest anything else for any woman. I never have, and I never will. Because I think there are certain parts that fit together perfectly. And when they come together, it is God ordained. And I think Yvette talked about that, you know, just having that person. And I think when we turn to objects, when we turn to technology to try to fulfill that, we still come up empty. Mm-hmm. We're not being really fulfilled. You may have an orgasm, but you won't really have an orgasm.
I want one of those.
Oh, boy. Okay, ladies. All right. Shauna, I think you're on to something. I was thinking the same thing, Shauna, actually, is that what is so different than the toys that are already kind of out there, that are they're mechanisms of some sort that people use in all different walks of life. And listen, there's a big active business with sex shops out there. You know, there is, and they've been out there forever. And pornography has as well, and it's not ever going away. It's out there. It's going to be out there. And now some people say that some of that pornography stuff can make a healthy relationship healthier, as opposed to Dr. Faye, others who would say, well, that's just dirty and you should not do it. I hear both sides of that argument fairly routinely, actually. Everybody seems to have a different vantage point on what that is. But again, Shauna, you said earlier, a lot of this stuff is degrading women. And you were sort of going down that road a little bit. One of the things we never talk about, that is the elephant in the room, by the way, ladies, and this came up the other day on a show, and it was highly recommended. I don't remember who the co-hosts were on the show. Maybe it was one of you, but one of our co-hosts said that we really need to do a show on masturbation. Okay? Yes. One of the ladies were all over that, right? Was that, Shauna, was that correct?
It wasn't me, but I 100% agree. Yes, that needs to be talked about in public so much more often.
See, that's interesting, Shauna. And so I think you need to be in on that conversation, because you're getting pretty, I mean, you're definitely feeling something there in an energetic way about it. But, you know, a lot of people don't want to talk about that because they think it's dirty. And it's, again, it's societal. It's, for many, it's how we were raised. It's, you know, we were taught that it was dirty, that you shouldn't do that sort of thing. That makes sense?
That's what I was taught.
It does.
Were taught it was dirty. You should not be doing that stuff to yourself or what have you. But then, and then there are so many others who say, well, and I know people, Dr. Faye, who say, well, you have these, again, some of your body parts are just to procreate and you shouldn't use them otherwise. And I'm thinking, get out of here. You think that God gave us all these parts just to use once or twice or three times in our life? I said, I don't buy that for a minute.
No.
I said, get out of here.
But, you know, Malcolm, there is a scripture, and I'm going to put this on the table, that said, the marriage bed, I'm going to put it on the table, because it said the marriage bed is holy and undefiled. So, and my opinion is that when there's a couple involved, whatever they want to do, that's their business.
Whatever the couple agreed to, you mean?
Yes. What they agreed to. It's not my business.
It's not your business. What goes on in their bedroom, you're saying?
That's right. It's not my business.
So you try to stay out of it in that aspect. You know, there's a lot to this whole relationship thing. The conversation is profound, and energetically it is, as Yvette in her expertise was chiming in. But I love some of the thoughts that Shauna has on this, and now Dr. Faye brings the Bible in. Folks, right now I am holding on to the table here with dear life, because I'm very curious about a few things that I want to talk about. And you know, you talked about that show on, I don't know, that show on masturbation, that's got to be, you know, I got to tell you this, Shauna, before we do that show, we're going to have to do it later in the day, because I'm going to have a couple glasses of wine before that bad boy. I have to tell you right now. So. Pause right there. We'll be right back with you here, friends.
Think back to the last time you felt healthy and energized. The best times of our lives occur when we're at the peak of our health, sleeping better, full of energy and focus. We know that fades with age, and you might be feeling the effects of aging as low energy and poor sleep. But it doesn't have to be that way. There haven't been any nutrition systems designed to rejuvenate our bodies as we get older, until now. Healthy Cell Pro is the only multi-nutrient system that impacts the building block of your body, the cell. Created by anti-aging expert and Nobel Prize nominee, Dr. Vincent Giampapa. Award-winning Healthy Cell Pro cuts through the complexity of nutrition supplements by simply giving you the purest ingredients, filling dietary gaps to nourish your cells and enhance your quality of life for optimal performance. Visit HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for an exclusive discount, or call 844-869-9958.
Let the silent voices be heard. It's the rallying call that started it all. AmericaOutLoud.com. For a wide spectrum of programming, from world and political news, societal and cultural stories, law enforcement, our military heroes, and much more. News blogs, informative podcasts, and entertaining videos. Welcome to the new era in communications, America Out Loud Talk Radio. So let me ask you this. You know what comes to my mind right away? Now, there are a lot of people and a lot of couples who want to introduce a third person into their lovemaking. Okay, now I hear that a lot out there as well, which is, again, a story you don't really talk about much. It's almost like the show on masturbation you're saying. You hardly ever talk about these kinds of things. It's like, oh my God, you want to do what? I mean, it's like that was all like forbidden fruit when we were kids. You know, that was like dirty stuff, right? You don't do that stuff, right? But there's, again, a lot of people who want to have that third person in not a relationship. So here's the question, Shauna. What about the robot being the third person?
Yeah, you know, that was when I was looking around online, that was definitely one of the arguments that was brought up. Here's sort of a quote unquote safe way to bring this third person right. into the relationship. Right. So, you know, I think
Shauna, hold on. If your husband came to you now and he said for real, real conversation, he says, listen, honey, I love what's going on, this and that, but you know, I want to change it up a little bit and I'd like to introduce a third. Now, if he said a third person being a third human being, and maybe you already do this, who the hell am I to judge? I have no idea. Like Dr. Faison, she don't know what's going on in bedrooms, she don't really want to know. But I'm asking you here on the show, would you A, bring a third human being in, or B, would you bring a third robot in, or C, would you bring nobody in? And that's out of the question, man.
Yeah, I don't have one of those speaker pods in my home, so I don't really anticipate any point where there's going to be a robot in our bedroom either, nor a third person.
Well, but, hold on. Let's go further. I have another question for you. How many times does your husband act like a robot himself and he's not authentic?
Well, you know, we've been together almost 20 years, so it's been a long journey together, and that's not where we are anymore. I mean, we've experienced that. We've both had our issues on both sides, and now it's something that we really enjoy together. And one of the reasons is because we can talk about that, and we don't feel ashamed the way we used to. Mm-hmm. We were raised that it was all dirty. My grandmother did literally believe that sex was only for procreation.
Absolutely.
She never saw her own pregnant belly, ever.
Yeah.
Never once. Yeah. She, when her oldest daughter had a baby, that was the first time she saw a naked pregnant belly. And so that's been a journey for us. Now, you know, we can talk about those things. Do you want this? Do you not want this? What do you think?
Isn't that healthier, Shauna? That's a healthier point, right?
Yeah.
I mean, far healthier.
Yeah. And I think that's why we are very happy in our sexual relationship and our relationship in general.
That's beautiful.
But just in relationships in general, it, for me, and not just relationships, actually, it's every walk of life. It's what is it that someone's looking outside of to get that excitement of the third person's going to make our relationship better. No, it's not.
Right,
because you're
right.
still not dealing with the thing that you were missing, you were absent from in the beginning. Deal with that, and then you don't need the third person outside of you.
Absolutely.
It's about you finding something inside.
Yeah, and what she's saying, Malcolm, is that what you're looking for as a man, you cannot get that from a robot.
Right.
So you can cancel your order.
I can cancel my order. Let me get to Amazon now and cancel that. Oh, darn it. Darn it, yeah. In the last 20 years, relationships have changed like tenfold, okay? Because marriage, when I said earlier, marriage is on the decline. Less people are getting married, more people are getting divorced. The percentage is well over 50% that don't ever make it through. So the chances of you getting married and staying married is less than popular today. Now, why is that, you see? And there's a lot to that conversation that I've been circling the wagons with for a while, and that's because we expect too much. And I'll tell you why. The problem with marriage, and from a guy's point of view, Dr. Faye, regardless of the Bible saying it's a man and a woman and it's this and that and the form of marriage and all that, I think marriage has, I think its time and place and humankind has come and gone. And I know that's sad and that sounds highly cynical. You're being ridiculous, Malcolm. But the problem is that marriage is old-fashioned in the way that if you have a great relationship with somebody and you need the state, the form of government, to give you a piece of paper to say that you're united. Now, it isn't God giving you that piece of paper, Dr. Faye. It's the government. And they give you this piece of, and here's the problem. You take that piece of paper then, you bring it on home after the marriage and the honeymoon is done, and it goes in a desk drawer somewhere or wherever the hell, in a closet somewhere or up in the attic or whatever you got there, and it's forgotten. And then, you know, and then what happens is ownership takes place. And now I own you and you own me And when you don't make my expectations, I got a problem with that. And let me tell you, and that you're married to me, so you're supposed to listen to me and answer to me. And of course, I'm supposed to listen and answer to you because we sort of have this marriage thing. The state told us we're a couple. I think the whole thing is insane, actually.
Well, I think that's where, you know, we have certain, you know, and that's, you know, maybe the traditional way a lot of people have looked at marriage, just like we were talking about the traditional way people looked at sex for a lot of people. You were told that it was dirty. So, again, you can hold that belief system throughout your lifetime or you can change it. So if you want to be married, that might mean something different to somebody different. Maybe you do want that public commitment in front of other people.
Interesting.
But that
so you call it a public
come
commitment.
With this idea of ownership.
All right, that's fascinating.
That's a decision you make.
No, that's cool, Shauna. I accept that. But so I'm sure Dr. Faye Yvette probably would agree with that, possibly. I don't exactly agree with it. I think it's a bunch of rubbish, but that's okay. Go ahead, ladies.
Statistically, we see that the traditional marriage form has declined.
Right.
It simply means that people have problems. It simply means that people are going into a marriage with baggage, with problems.
Not always. No, it happens after the fact in most cases, Dr. Faye. I mean, listen, my parents were married for 53 years.
Mine 65.
For probably, how many?
65.
So we can speak to this then. All right. So listen, for, you know, 40 some odd of those years that I know of anyways, I mean, you know, she was in one room, he was in another room. So he would watch the sports and lay on the sofa and she would be doing her thing on the phone and talking to whoever. And that was the marriage. I mean,
yeah. And to me, it doesn't matter if you have a piece of paper that legally says that's a marriage. That isn't a marriage to me.
Right.
No, it's a joke. And I say, but what I'm saying, that whole generation is a joke. I've seen them all over the place. Hey, listen, I'm not being a wise guy here, but I've seen it. I've seen the aunts and the uncles and the families and the friends. And I can't even think of, well, I might think of one couple out of hundreds of people I knew who might have had somewhat near a relationship that they were legitimately married. And I'm sure they had their own set of problems, but at least that was their public image, that this was like a true relationship. Everybody else, it was like they had a piece of paper in an attic or a desk drawer somewhere that the state said they were a couple. I mean, the whole thing is a blessed joke, if you ask me. No? Tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
Good.
I think that was easy. That was really easy. Because I still believe in marriages. And I'm single, but I still believe that a man and a woman can come together in harmony and peace. And it's not, I didn't see it as easy with my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I have siblings who have now been married 30 years, mm-hmm. 20 years.
Right.
And so I have so many people around me who tell me that it works. I mean, who I see, you know, I'm experiencing. And I understand the part where you go through the stage where there's robots. He comes in from work and she's going in a different direction. And they're just having their own, their individual lives. But they learn how to merge those worlds. And they learn
how to merge those worlds. I like that. I like that. Okay. But I don't see that happening a great deal where they are merging those worlds together. I want to ask you something, Dr. Faye. What about sex outside marriage? Is this okay?
It's not for me.
Okay.
I don't believe that my body was meant for anybody who decide that they want sex with me.
Okay, but you're not married. And so, I assume you're not having sex with anybody then.
That's right.
Okay. All right. So then when we have that show on masturbation, you'll have to be on that and give us your answers to that young lady. Exactly. Yeah. So, right, Yvette? Am I on to anything, Yvette? Come on.
I'm laughing too hard. Sorry.
Okay. Well,
I'm going
back
into my quiet mode.
My dear friend here, the minister, I got to ask her.
We've been talking about looking inside and finding what you need inside. And and to me, sex is a part of that. Masturbation needs to be a part of that. If you're not sexually active on some level, I do believe that is a way to connect to yourself. I think it's a really healthy thing. I'm going to put it out
there. Well, Shauna, in putting it out there,
it can become unhealthy. But
you know what, Shauna, in putting it out there, if you read the health magazines and the health books and stuff, if you're not having regular orgasms on any, it's unhealthy. I mean, I'm talking about your body being unhealthy. I'm talking about,
it's so good for you.
There are health problems. Yeah, you'll be incapacitated. So, I mean, in fact, if you remember, ladies, our dear friend Dr. Andrea wrote the book about, what, 3 orgasms a week for women or something, Yvette, wasn't it called, or something?
At least 3 orgasms a week.
Orgasm prescription for women.
I subscribe to that.
You subscribe. God bless you.
I do, I think.
Very cleansing. It's very nurturing, replenishing. We need to be talking about
this. Well, and on that note, as we come to an end here, I know the question you're all thinking about right now. Okay, Malcolm, I hear you. I hear co-host Yvette say what she says. I hear Shauna. And if that's the case, how many orgasms a week are Dr. Faye having on this show? And I can't answer that for you, nor can she. How's
on
that?
On the show. He says on the show.
While the show was going on, even. In other words, our highs are so high here that they're orgasmic. How's that? I'll tell you this. That word can be used. I use that word a lot as just an adjective about, you know, oh, man, I got a great idea. Oh, man, that was an orgasmic idea. I love that, huh? I love that. So there's a lot to all of this. Within the scope of relationships, I found it very fascinating, this last chapter of the conversation we were having, because there's a lot here to unpack, actually, and there's a lot that people don't want to talk about because we were taught not to talk about it. Again, yeah. As Shauna was saying earlier, our grandmother told us it was all dirty. And yet today, it is sort of a... And so listen, as I was trying to play devil's advocate in relationships and marriages and what have you, and you hear me talk about this, but I think a lot is missing in relationships. And I think relationships in general are in change. Marriage is in change. They've changed a lot over the last 20 years. I got news for you, friends. Wait till you see over the next 20 years how much is going to change. A lot's happening. And artificial intelligence, sexual robots are going to be a part of that. Now, they may not be part of the lives of the co-host on this show today, but they're definitely going to be part of humanity and where it's going. You just have to look at the backstories on all of this, and you see where it's going. Fascinating talk here, friends. Fascinating. Well, listen, you hear us 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every day. The encore is at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, we also play 9 a.m. in the mornings, GMT time, so that you can hear us throughout Europe and not through the middle of the night when you're sleeping, although some people are insomniacs and they may enjoy getting up to listen to the show. A couple days later, it is on the podcast networks worldwide, and you'll see us there. And by the way, do me a favor, please. Go and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. Rate and review it. And if you haven't done that already, please do that, because the more people that do that, the better iTunes gets, so they'll amplify the production. Dr. Faye Wilson, Yvette Taylor, Shauna Peters. This is Malcolm Out Loud, to be continued.